101.7 FM, W299 CD, Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger. Police in Boise, Idaho say there are multiple injuries after a building collapsed near the city's airport. Alec Baldwin pleads not guilty to involuntary manslaughter in the fatal shooting of a cinematographer on the set of the movie Rust. Senate negotiators trying to reach an agreement on a border deal as soon as possible. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
This is so important that we should not let, and I've told my caucus this just a few minutes ago, we should not let weekends or recess get in the way. We've got to get this done.
House Republicans aren't likely to support it. The U.S. has attributed the deadly drone attack on U.S. troops in Jordan to the Islamic Resistance in Iraq, an umbrella group of Iran-backed militias. Former President Trump looking for support in a traditionally Democratic voting bloc. Union members.
I felt that, yeah, I mean, we have a good shot, I think. They like what I do.
He met today with the head of the Teamsters, Sean O'Brien. This is ABC News. Northern California's San Mateo County is declaring a public health emergency over loneliness.
There has been growing worry in the medical community about loneliness, especially since the pandemic. Almost half of U.S. adults say they feel lonely, not connected to others. That can be the elderly being alone or younger folks who may live alone and work from home. That loneliness can manifest into physical health problems like heart attacks and dementia. So this is a public health emergency in San Mateo County to deal with the mental health aspects of loneliness.
ABC's Alex Stone. The FAA is reporting a record number of laser strikes on planes last year, getting more than 13,000 complaints from pilots. That's a 40% increase over the previous year. People who shine lasers at aircraft and are caught can face $11,000 in fines, at least. The attorneys general of Tennessee and Virginia filed an antitrust lawsuit against the NCAA, challenging its ban on the use of name, image, likenesses in recruiting. This is ABC News.
For the Love of Democracy Tour 2024 continues, thanks to our fine sponsor, Chance Design Build. Crudy lands in Las Vegas for the Nevada presidential primary, a competing GOP caucus, and all the build-up to Super Bowl 58. Tune in for special events broadcast live from the Vegas Strip. From the Nevada primary, Tuesday, February 6th, through Super Bowl Friday, Crudy brings you on-the-ground coverage from a swing state that helped Joe Biden win the presidency.
I heard that new promo featuring Earl and Sandy Williams talking about being influencers. Now I cannot get the vision out of my head of those two doing TikToks.
I think we should do a series of videos of Calvin teaching them how to be influencers, like teaching them how to dance.
I'm not going to say I don't dance, but I'm not a good dancer, so I don't know.
Matt and Air on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on News from the Center, WRCE, and the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republican bills to ban race-based programs at the universities of Wisconsin are moving through the legislature. They got a hearing Wednesday. GOP lawmakers want to require universities to offer help to students based on need, not race.
One of the main effects that this bill will have is that it will put race hustlers out of business. Talking about how one person deserves one thing or another based on their race will never solve the problem.
The UW Board of Regents recently agreed to limits to diversity efforts in exchange for state funding. GOP lawmakers want to curtail some of Governor Evers' veto power. They're proposing a constitutional amendment to bar the governor from using a partial veto to increase any taxes or fees. Evers used his partial veto last July to increase limits on how much public schools can raise every year for the next 400 years. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Bucks face the Trailblazers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks continue their Western road trip tonight in Portland. New head coach Doc Rivers asked, with a team like Chris Middleton, Bobby Portis, Damian Lillard, and Giannis, are they coachable and willing to listen to him?
Oh, they're great. They're very coachable. But that won't be a problem with this group.
College hoops, Marquette with a win over Villanova. Final score 85-80 in favor of Marquette. Next, they play Georgetown this Saturday. NFL, Packers defensive lineman Kenny Clark invited to the Pro Bowl in Orlando. Baseball, the Brewers just 2 weeks away from pitchers and catchers reporting to Arizona. Rhys Hoskins added to the roster at first base in free agency. General manager Matt Arnold on adding Hoskins to the lineup.
You know, we've been able to catch the ball, I think, and pitch for many years, and continue to add bats like Rhys into the middle of our lineup is something that we're thrilled to have.
That's the Brewers' Matt Arnold. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy this evening, cloudy overnight, some areas of fog with low visibilities and a dense fog advisory. Lows in the low 30s. A mix of sun and clouds in mid-40s tomorrow. Partly sunny for Friday, high in the low 40s. More warmth for the weekend, well into the 40s with a mix of sun and clouds. Currently 35 degrees.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app. Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who thinks chickens dream of one day being pot pies, Pete Schwabba.
Thanks for joining me. Welcome to Nightlight. I am Pete Schwabba. We are broadcasting live, statewide, all over our great state of Wisconsin, from the City Deck Studios, City Deck Landing Studios here at WGBW in downtown Green Bay. Gorgeous night, as always. So much to talk about. Sometimes you try to put a show together, and you don't even know what to focus on because there's so much going on. There's conspiracy theories everywhere. Lots of good TV. Crazy news stories happening. And you just kind of don't know where to start. So we'll just jump right in. I have a really fun show for you guys tonight. My guests are Kristen Lyerly. She is an OBGYN, civic media personality, and all-around smart person. That's just how I define her. I don't know how she's like, can talk about just about anything. And she's always fun to have on the show. She was here a couple weeks ago. We had a great time. And she'll be here shortly, probably about 8:30 or so. And then in the second hour, I have a young up-and-coming filmmaker called Nathan Sill. And he made a movie called Afterglow about parkour and kind of the consequences and the health benefits you get from it. And it premiered recently at the Beloit Film Festival. So Nathan is in studio. Kristen is in studio. The studio is packed tonight. It's so crowded. And we've got live guests, which I always like. Conrad is here tonight taking your texts and calls.
Correct.
Isn't that right?
I am here.
And we have a movie to discuss that you saw. We'll get to that in a few minutes, too.
Yes.
Very, very interesting film that we will... I'll get a thumbs up or thumbs down from Conrad on that. My thumbs are kind of right. They're sort of horizontal. I'm not sure. Still not sure what to make of that film. But we'd love to hear from you, as always, folks, throughout the course of the show. We love hearing from listeners what you're watching, what we're talking about, chiming in on our question of the day, which I might as well just go ahead and say it. Our question tonight. Okay. Today is National Hot Chocolate Day. It's National Backwards Day. And it's Inspire Your Heart with Art Day. So I kind of had several different questions I was pondering for tonight. And then Conrad said, well, it's Backwards Day. Why don't we have people ask us a question? So I think that's a great idea. So that's our question tonight. It's not a question. It's a challenge. We want to hear from you. What is your question for me? You can also ask Conrad a question. But let us know. We're game. We are open books. We will answer your questions. I'm sure you're very curious about both of us. And you can text those questions to 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789, or if you're into this whole thing, 844-96-PARTY. You can also text on the Civic Media app. It's so easy. You just open up the app. You can click on any of the stations and listen to the show because we're statewide. And then there's a little icon where you can just click text and they make it really easy. And we'll get your questions and we'll read them on the air. So that's kind of a different thing we're doing here at Nightlight. We should probably call the show Light Night tonight. We should probably air it this morning. But we can't get too crazy. Mino and the mayor are here in the morning. And they need a lot of space. So got some birthdays today, too. Jonathan Banks. This is interesting. This guy, he was in like a condom ad in the 50s as a teenager. And I don't know what happened like to Jonathan Banks between then and when he was on Breaking Bad. But he ended up having a really cool run and just kind of cashed in as an actor later in life. He played Mike on Better Call Saul and Breaking Bad. I can never pronounce his last name. It's like Trunament or something like that, his character on the show. But just kind of a badass, and he's great on the show. So he turns, what does he turn today? I think he's like 77 or something. But he plays a tough guy in everything. And even though he's 77, and he was probably like 70 when they started shooting Saul, or maybe 65 with Breaking Bad, he just comes across as a guy you don't want to mess with. He's that guy, that classic guy in a movie where the young tough guy is going to call him Gramps and he's just going to flatten him. That's Jonathan Banks. Jackie Robinson, it's his birthday today. He passed away in 72. But this is Jackie Robinson's birthday. And Justin Timberlake turns 43. Do you know a lot of Justin Timberlake's music, Conrad?
I mean, yeah, I don't generally just go and listen to it, but if it's on, I won't turn it off.
Oh, okay.
And I gotta say, with Jackie Robinson, one of my favorite sports movies ever was 42.
42 was great.
Yeah.
Yeah. And let's look that up. 42 is a great movie. And yeah, who's the star of that again? Do you remember that? He was the guy in Chadwick Boseman. Yeah, he was in Black Panther, yeah.
Yeah.
And he played Jackie Robinson, and he was great. That's a great great movie. Great sports movie. Did we do a thing on sports movies already? I think we did a few weeks ago. Or was it just music?
Oh, no, it was your favorite sports song.
That's right. Well, one of these days we'll have to do a favorite sports movie, because we were talking about Hoosiers last night, and that kind of got me in the mood for sports movies. Okay, anyway, and then shows on this day. This is like an anniversary for Family Guy, which dropped in 1999. Do you like Family Guy? Is it too crude? Is it not crude enough? Let us know. We'd love to hear what you think. Key and Peele premiered in 2012. That's hard to believe. Like, they've come so far. Like, both of those guys, Key and Peele, have had incredible careers. And Jordan Peele is like Oscar nominated for a couple films. So that blew me away when I found out they just debuted their show like a little over 10 years ago. And then the Wonder Years in 1988, this day, the Wonder Years was broadcast to America. A heartwarming show. You can weigh in on that too. Let us know. 844-967-2789. And let us know, ask us anything tonight. It's Backwards Day. We are taking your questions. We are not putting a question out to people tonight. We are hoping that you guys ask us questions. That's risky, Conrad. We might not get any of it. People might not care. They're like, you know what? We like the show, but we really don't want to ask you a question. And having said that, we've already got one text. Okay, so from the 608, Rico from Rock County says, hey, as far as backwards, only recently I've noticed the USA flag displayed backwards, stars on the right. I never noticed this before. Huh. I don't know what to tell you. It's probably some kind of protest thing, right? I'm sure it's some kind of protest thing. Conrad, do you know how many stars there are on the flag?
There's 50.
A little civics lesson.
There's 50.
I don't know, Rico. That's a good question. I'm sure it's some kind of protest, though. But that's a good question. We'll answer anything. You got questions about America, sports, entertainment, the Oxford comma, fire away. So as I mentioned, Jonathan Banks turned 77 today. We have a clip. This is Jonathan Banks from Better Call Saul. just an example of his work. He's so great. As I said, he found fame later in life. Let's play the clip, Conrad.
You want me to rob another truck? If you feel so inclined. I'm done with that.
Then our business here is finished.
That's it.
That's it.
No more tracker. No more of your minions following me. Just like that.
Just like that. Of course. I trust that you are done with Hector Salamanca. Goodbye, Mr. Ermentrout.
Wait. You want his trucks hit because you want to disrupt his supply line. Hector's your competition.
Why do you ask?
Because I'm not done with Hector Salamanca.
That's Jonathan Banks in Better Call Saul. In a scene with Giancarlo Esposito, who plays Gus Fring. Just like whenever I see guys trying to stare down other tough guys in movies and they just are surrounded by other tough guys and they look them right in the face and say exactly what they don't want to hear to the other character, I'm always like, I would just say whatever he wanted to hear to get out of there alive and then maybe do what I wanted to do later. But that's crazy. But that's Jonathan Banks. He turns 77 today.
Pete, we actually got a caller in.
A call?
Yeah, from Mike Clemens.
Hey, nice. Put Mike through. It's always good to talk to Mike. Is that our Mike Clemens
hey, Pete,
or a different Mike Clemens? Hey, Mike. It is our Mike Clemens.
Hey, Pete. How are you?
I'm well, Mike. How are you, buddy?
Good. On this day in history, January 31st, 2024, this evening, the Green Bay Packers announced they've hired a new defensive coordinator.
I saw that in the news.
Jeff?
Yeah, go ahead, Mike.
Hey, Jeff Hafley. 44 years old, grew up in New Jersey, played receiver in high school and small colleges, 11 years of defensive back coaching in college, including a stop at Pitt and Rutgers. Then he got into the NFL, where he's a defensive back coach for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, then a couple of years with the Browns, and then one or two with the 49ers. After a coaching change there, then he became the co-defensive coordinator at Ohio State University, where he built a great reputation of being a good recruiter, and that helped him get into Boston College, where he's been the head coach at Boston College the last 4 years. He was actually hired in December of 2019, and the Boston College running back, A.J. Dillon, had just finished a great season, although they fired his head coach, decided to throw him his name into the draft, and he got picked up in the second round by the Packers. So, you know, he barely, you know, walked past the hallway from this new coach. But he's been there, and he's managed to get the Boston College Eagles back into a bowl game 3 of the 4 years he's been there. But okay. I like the hire from a standpoint of you've got such a young team, and here's a guy who clearly knows about the bridge between, you know, college football players and young players in the NFL. But
yeah.
That's a new defensive coordinator.
Was this you're happy with it, Mike, but we got to go to a break in just a short time here, but was this expected, or is he kind of a dark horse candidate?
He was not on the list.
Okay.
He was not on the list. And you know what that means is those 6 or 7 other guys that they've been talking about on a list of people that had interviewed with the Packers or were set to talk to Matt LaFleur, those are agents. So one thing already in this guy's favor is his agent kept his mouth shut, which is the way the Packers like.
Mike, can you hang for a short time? Can you hang through a break?
I got to get going. Okay. I just wanted to get you that bulletin.
All right. Thanks, Mike. We got to get to a break. This is Pete Schwabe and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. When I'm getting you close, when we move, well, you already know. So just imagine, just imagine.
This is News from the Center, WRCE. Her name is Pam Yonke, but you can just call the host of the Midwest Farm Report, the Fabulous Farm Babe.
That's right, and the Fabulous Farm Babe is now part of the Civic Media team on your local station. News from the Center, WRCE, 1450 AM, 107.7 FM in Richland Center. Here's show host Todd Alba with the announcement.
She is a broadcast legend. Doesn't matter whether you're a farm person, ag person, a producer, or just a good old Wisconsinite or a Packer fan. Pam Yonke, welcome to Civic Media.
My pleasure, my pleasure. Yeah, lifelong Wisconsinite. I grew up on a small dairy farm in northeast Wisconsin, O'Connell County. Stop and think about the work being done 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to make sure that you and I are the best fed in the world.
Join the fabulous farm babe, Pam Yonke, on News from the Center, WRCE 1450 AM, 107.7 FM in Richland Center.
Your Midwest Farm Report, weekdays from 5 until 6 a.m. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Mike Clemens weighing in, telling us a little bit about the Packers' new defensive coordinator. Conrad, you're a sports guy. What do you think of that hire?
I think it's good. We got a DB coach. He's not really anything like Joe Barry, so I'm excited to see what can go on.
Okay. Yeah, always great to hear from Mike. One of the hardest working guys in sports. That's so cool. So let's get to, okay, so Family Guy dropped on this day, Conrad. Let's play one of our family. Let's play the redneck clip. This is Peter Griffin. In my opinion, one of the funniest characters on TV. I don't think Family Guy could exist without The Simpsons. My true love is The Simpsons when it comes to animated series. But this has been a long-running show, too. 25, 26 years now. And this is Peter Griffin and classic Family Guy. Go ahead, Conrad.
Peter, what the hell are you doing with a pickup truck?
Wait, let me guess. This is because of the Redneck Comedy Festival, isn't it?
Oh, that dog of mine.
We now return to Carl Sagan's Cosmos, edited for Rednecks.
I'm Carl Sagan. Just how old is our planet? Scientists believe it's 4 billion...
Hundreds and hundreds of years old.
Scientists have determined that the universe was created by a...
God.
Big Bang. If you look at the bones of a
Jesus,
Nosaurus Rex, it's clear by the use of carbon dating that
Mountain Dew is the best soda ever made.
Peter, do we have to watch this?
This is what rednecks watch, Brian.
Peter, that's disgusting. Here, spit in this cup instead.
Oh, there's my apple juice.
Stewie, wait, don't.
Where's my money? You gonna give me some money?
Never mind.
Ah, that's funny. There's a scene in that same episode where Peter's got this pickup truck and he drops Quagmire off the plane and Quagmire's about to take off and he sees them putting fuel on the plane. So Peter decides that if he can use that fuel in his pickup truck, it should be able to fly like a jet. It's just a great, it's a very funny episode. So we've also got Key and Peele, Conrad, and we'll get to Key and Peele. They're great. But I need to ask you, you told me last night, recently on the show, we've talked about the film Saltburn. Kind of controversial. I mean, not horribly controversial, but people either like it or they don't. I was interested by it. I didn't turn it off. I didn't know where it was going. I knew very little about it when I turned it on. And I stuck with it. And some of the scenes that were kind of weird, I went with, and I was like, okay. But most of the people I've talked to since then have said they didn't like that it seemed to be going for shock value. So I just want to ask Conrad, because you're kind of a casual observer. You seem like you're watching more movies lately, Conrad. What did you think of Saltburn?
I don't even know where to begin. All I know is I remember feeling very, very uncomfortable during the whole movie. Just even the start, like the guy's just staring at this guy repeatedly.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, well, I'm confused what's going on. And then later in the movie, especially that bathtub scene, I almost turned it off. I was like, what did I just watch? But I was like, I got to see how this ends. And
you know what? I almost turned it off too, but I decided just face it. I went and poured a glass of milk and finished the movie. No, I'm the same way. I hadn't gotten to the bathtub scene yet. My son and I were watching it. He's 23. And my daughter comes out, who's 18, and she goes, what is this? I said, Saltburn. And she sees everything on social media. And she says to me, have you seen the bathtub scene yet? I'm like, no, what the heck? And then the bathtub scene is deceptive, if you remember, Conrad, because it's the guy looking at the other guy, kind of peeking on him, taking a bath.
Yeah.
He's doing something, and it's weird, and it's like, okay, but we've seen Fast Times at Ridgemont High. That didn't shock me. And I didn't realize, oh, it gets worse.
It's so much worse.
Yeah. So they've taken bathtub movie scenes a step farther. So overall, how many stars would you give that film, if any?
You know, I'm a very adamant comedy watcher.
Yeah.
So I give that one like a, out of five stars, like a 2.5.
2.5. Okay.
It had an interesting story, which, you know, I kept watching it. So.
Yeah. It had, you gave it 2.5 without the bathtub scene. It'd be about a one star though. That gave a star and a half for you. Rico chimed in again from the 608. When I lived in Big Bend, Wisconsin, I never heard of that. Everybody would gather weekly for the Family Guy show. Talk about fun. Yeah, that does sound like fun. We gathered at the bar. I forgot to say that. So cocktails and Family Guy. Boy, you can't go wrong with that. It's fun when you make something an event like that, you know. And this is weird. I'm going way back here, like to my old neighborhood. When I was a kid in Chicago, the older kids in the neighborhood, I just wanted to fit in when they used to watch Donnie and Marie. That was like a Friday night variety show, the Osmonds. And they all had a crush on Marie Osmond. They were like, I don't know, these dudes that were like 13, 14, whatever. I was like seven, just trying to fit in. And it was crazy, but there would be like 20 guys in there watching the Osmonds. I look back on that and it was so strange to me. I never would watch a variety show when I was that age. Like times just change, I think. When I was 13 and 14, I was planning sleepovers with friends of mine who had HBO so we could see nudity. We weren't watching the Osmonds. We were rebels. We were just looking for bathtub scenes. This is also National Inspire Your Heart with Art Day. Conrad, what's your favorite art form?
Graphic design.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Have you studied that or?
When I was at the University of Milwaukee, I took some classes in graphic design and I really enjoyed it.
That's cool. My daughter, you know, when kids go to school, they come home with these things, these art projects, and she drew a picture of a clam and she told me that. And it was like a pearl in the clam and the clam was open and the backdrop, it looked like a scene out of SpongeBob, like a still photo from SpongeBob. And I said, oh, honey, that's beautiful. That's great. You know, she's like, I don't know, 6, 7 years old. Well, you get the stuff back 2 months later. We ordered, you know, like a keychain, a coffee cup, a mouse pad with this picture on it. And for the life of me, I could not remember what the heck it was. And I couldn't tell from the picture. And then she comes up and she goes, isn't it great, Dad? Do you like it? I go, oh, this is great. This is my new mouse pad. I love it. She starts talking about the picture she drew in detail. And I'm BSing my way through it. I have no idea what the heck this thing is. So she's gotten better. But I didn't know that you were a graphic designer, Conrad. That's pretty cool. We'll have to make use of that on the show. So tonight, we are taking questions from you, the listeners. And you can text them to us, 844-967-2789. And it's because it's backwards day, so we're doing everything backwards. This is Light Night with Schwabba Pete. And in just a few minutes, folks, Kristen Lyerly will be here. Nathan Sill is coming up in the second part of the hour to talk about, or in the second hour to talk about his new film, Afterglow, which just premiered or is premiering at the Beloit Film Festival. So really cool looking film and a really cool young filmmaker that we'll talk to. But first, Kristen Lyerly is coming up. She is always fun to talk to, and she's going to be telling us what we should do with our lives. So we need to listen. This is Pete Schwabba and Light Night on the Civic Media Radio Network. I was one of the lonely people. Now you're lying close to me, making love to me. I believe in miracles. Where are you from? You sexy thing, you. I believe in miracles. Since you came along, you sexy thing.
News from the center, WRCE.
A
ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger. Police in Boise, Idaho say there are multiple injuries after a building collapsed near the city's airport. Alec Baldwin pleads not guilty to involuntary manslaughter in the fatal shooting of a cinematographer on the set of the movie Rust. Senate negotiators trying to reach an agreement on a border deal as soon as possible. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
This is so important that we should not let, and I've told my caucus this just a few minutes ago, we should not let weekends or recess get in the way. We've got to get this done.
House Republicans aren't likely to support it. The U.S. has attributed the deadly drone attack on U.S. troops in Jordan to the Islamic Resistance in Iraq, an umbrella group of Iran-backed militias. Former President